You need to work on silencing male voices because you give plenty of them a mic and here they go.
What's good, y'all? I'm Bobby off Dome Podcast.
I'm Doggy.
I'm on.
We have a special guest with us today.
What's up, guys? Wavy Tom.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if you're new here, so we ask the same question every week to all our guests. How was y'all week?
Y'all are rude, bro. Let the guests go first.
Okay, sure. My fault.
Hospitality.
Guests. Yes, my fault. I said my fault.
Hey, man, my week's pretty good. Just working out, getting back in the lab. How about y'all?
How was it really?
How was
it? I asked that to everyone.
What makes you go to the lab?
You know, you got to get back the gains. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, oh, he's talking about the gym.
Yeah.
Y'all meant like work.
You think you're going to the laboratory?
School work lab. Like... I gotta get my head.
You're a nerd.
Here,
like,
this man. Never mind. Anywho, nah, because there was a time where we went to.
Don't
the
bring
gym.
That time up. This guy.
We went to the gym at 5 a.m., but it didn't last for so long. You know?
Because of him, this man. It was.
Why you pointing fingers? Why you pointing fingers?
It was in October. It was getting cold. He says, "In November, when November starts, I'm not going to the gym." Did not go to the
November
gym.
First.
It wasn't my fault. It rained.
It rained.
Bro, think about it. It's November. It's like, what, like 20 degrees outside? It's raining. Like,
anybody
wanna
go.
I texted in the chat. I was like, yo, it's raining. And they were like, we know. And so we didn't go that day.
I know what I said. I said, when you said it's raining, I said, are we working out outside? Like, why do you care if it's raining?
I have to drive there, don't I?
It's a 5-minute drive.
It's really not. Not in the rain. You have to be very cautious.
Oh, it's 10 minutes.
Last week's episode, what was the lesson?
They're going to bring everything back to that accident. I know they are.
Yes. But anywho, how was it was good, man. Just classwork and group projects. That's all.
How was it really?
Hey. My teachers are not teaching. My professors. Oh. They just. Yeah.
They're not professoring.
They're not professoring. That's all y'all got to know. Yeah. Walk by faith.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
I'm gonna leave that in.
What about Bobby?
Bobby, you know,
I'm
going
to say I'm on.
Actually, with me, it's like. Be a new thing, but this week it's been chill for real on like the work side.
How are your coworkers?
Why you gotta do that? They're good, you know. Like I said last time, they're here, they're there to provide for their families. I'm trying to get some new shoes, but nah, they're cool, they're chill. But one thing I said this week is like, I noticed, bro, like it's getting to that season, a nice fall season. The weather's getting nice, everything, no more heat, bro. Good holidays coming up, you know.
Well, the last 3 years were just straight raining.
Yeah,
it's so sad. Like, I don't know. I just didn't want to go outside. I don't know.
Yeah, so everybody's mood went down when it was raining.
Yeah.
But now, that's my week. How about you, Big Man?
Any? Xavier Mesken. We're here alive, and I'm just grateful. I had an exam today, but Xavier Adler.
How many exams?
At the total.
Yeah, 2 exams. How well did you do?
Don't lie.
Don't lie.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. Okay. I failed. I had an exam for one of my hardest
classes. You don't fail.
I failed it last week.
You struggled.
But I didn't care because, you know, that wasn't the accident.
Didn't hit the mark. Mm-hmm.
And then today, I prepared. I came. I gave him my best. I gave it to God. Let his will be done, you know? But the second quiz, though, that one.
He said, nah,
God said, nah. There was no saving from that. But it's okay. Hey, on to the next.
As soon as he gets home. What did I do?
I'm trying not to get home. That's what I'm saying. What are we going to do?
This man sat down in front of the quiz and said, we don't have the capacity.
Nah, but honestly, there's so many times. And like, I don't know, because like the things we learn and the things that we get tested on is two different things.
Bro.
It's two different.
Y'all be having that moment. It's like, after the test, people are talking about the answers. You're like, man said 75. I put 246.
I got Abraham Lincoln. I don't know.
Like, what, is this was a number?
This is really what happened to me. We even had the practice quizzes for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know,
last 5 years. To prepare. Crazy.
Right? I'm telling you, it was actually for me. It was only one question that I couldn't do. The quiz was 20 minutes long.
You had half a decade to prepare. And you still failed. You had half a decade.
Honestly, I don't blame you though, because I think it's like partially it's like that college experience where everyone at least struggles or fails a class.
Okay, but failing for three classes is wild, bro. I'm not failing three classes, but I'm saying struggling three times is wild in one day.
I think the problem is you.
I've accepted that, to be honest. I got to change somehow, but it's okay.
You're good, yeah. So good. You have a long journey.
No, because, like, out of all of us, he's the one that puts in the most work, yeah. Right? It's like, good job. You're getting somewhere.
Good job.
You're getting somewhere.
How about hopefully, you, Thomas? Amen.
Yeah.
How was school for you?
I was school. I'm online, so everything's pretty straight for real. It's straightforward, so there's not really any, like, issues. My teachers don't email me back. I just go back to sleep. So
how's that Zoom?
It's not even Zoom.
Leave meeting
for real.
It's everything is asynchronous. So I don't ever see the teachers.
Okay.
What's your college? I'm trying to go there.
Go Penn State. Yeah, go Lions.
We don't work that, bro. What the heck?
Do you work good like that though? Like, I know, because for me, if asynchronous, I'll be getting kind of lazy. Like,
yeah.
I'll do it some other time. Like,
give us some tips, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. If you're asynchronous and you're not waking up by like 8 a.m. getting on your, you gotta treat like normal school.
Yeah.
Or else you're gonna struggle.
8 a.m. is crazy.
I'm not gonna tell you what side of the spectrum I'm on, but
we'll throw you on the deep end.
We're all on the spectrum, bro. and not that spectrum. At this point, it gotta be some spectrum, bro. These grades is crazy.
Hey, these get degrees, man. I'm just saying. At the end of the day,
you don't got me sweating.
At the end of the day, you that's make crazy. It. That's all that matters. No, I'm telling you, we talked about this, but like our graduation party, it's gonna be elite. That's the only thing that's getting me through.
I can directly say that. That's the only thing that's getting me through the day, bro.
Hey, I will post it on YouTube if I have to. My graduation party is gonna be lit. I don't care. Anything comes my way.
The food is about to be.
Yeah, and the next day I'm gonna be on the flight to Italy. I don't care. I said what I said.
Nah, we are traveling after graduation. All of us are graduating that year. We have to take the whole summer. Just to travel.
Like a boys' trip.
That's a boys' trip.
It don't matter what kind of trip it is.
All the money
I'm getting is going straight to vacation. That's
exactly.
It.
Literally, until I have $0 and 0 cents in my bank account, I'm going.
I struggled for 16 years.
Nah, that's facts. Like, y'all deserve it.
17 years. Yeah. I have to do it twice.
Once y'all make it through this, hey, Mr. 305, worldwide. You pit bull out here, but ain't no way.
Nah, we need that for real.
Europe especially, yeah.
Nah, Europe, I'm telling you, bro. Like, especially traveling this summer, just opens your eyes to hold.
Also, one thing, sure. I want everybody to watch this video before we give you the answer. How old do you think this man is?
Yeah, that's how she.
I'll give you
I don't
five
know.
Seconds. One,
wait, hold on. Let me guess.
How old do you think?
Oh, he was. I have some info because I know he's in college.
Okay, how old?
So he's definitely like, I'll say 18 for sure, right? Hold on. Okay, so he's over 18.
Yeah, okay. But how old do you think?
He has a beard though.
I wish I could see his face. He had a beard though.
I got nothing.
Dang, you see, it's a trick. No, it's a trick question.
Just say your answer.
Not a trick question, just say your answer.
He's 19.
That's crazy.
Whoa. You are guessing 22 and 23.
I thought he was older than me, like a 22. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say something like 21.
I was dressing like a grown man.
The way you asked
like,
it, I'm like, okay, he must be younger.
What gave it away?
Like, I thought he was like older than me.
Me guessing, to be honest. I was going to say, because he like if you just ask me casually, I'll probably say like 21.
Okay, yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's
it's like the voice, the beard, how you carry yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all about how you carry yourself.
Okay, now it's like, not the weird, bro. I mean, he does carry himself like, you know, like 21, 23 years old.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's good?
Yeah. That's really good.
I feel like it's like a good and a bad thing.
Why?
Well, wait.
What's the bad
I feel like the good, like you don't want to look too old. You know like how black don't crack?
But you want
to look mature.
Or when girls like, you're a baby. You're 1 year old.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll never understand that.
Have you had this experience where, okay, this is like, when I had like my full beard, I had this experience where people thought I was so mature. And then when I'm with my friends, I act stupid because, you know, I was 19, right? And then they're like, damn, bro, I thought you were older. Like, bro, I'm still acting. Like, do you have that experience where
sometimes with my friends, they'll be like, oh, like, I forgot that you were our age. They'll be like, oh, yeah. But with other people, they're like, oh, okay, like, he's a little weird. Like, because, you know, the beard, you're like, oh, he's 22. And I'm like, oh, I'm 19. Like, I'm acting my age. Like, I'm just chilling for real.
Going through it. Like the rest of us.
Nice happened to me with Sam. I'd be forgetting this man as a teenager. What's one friend in our group? He was like 19 and we were like 20.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm like, bro.
But he's so mature.
Yeah, he's actually mature.
So does that mean like you started school earlier than like, or like, is this your first year in college?
No, I'm a sophomore.
You're my second year. So, wait, that means what year did you graduate high school?
21, I think.
21,
20.
I was 18.
20, probably.
18. Okay,
so. Okay,
then
that's.
Yeah,
20. Oh, no.
Did you attend graduation?
Yeah, I did. Oh. It was like the first, like, quarantine graduation.
Oh, okay.
Oh, y'all new age. Yeah.
That's how you know. That's
I had
you
no
know.
Prom, though.
Yeah, DC, before COVID.
We were the last, 2019 was the last generation of normal.
Normal school.
Then the world changed.
We got robbed, man.
Yeah, you
That's why my graduation is that much more important.
That's what I'm telling you, bro.
Really, I need to graduate, bro. That's not an option.
No, I'm gonna graduate.
I'm telling you, we need to.
We talked about this. Listen, the playlist is already being created. I'm telling you, there's gonna be moves already in motion.
You don't know what is going on.
Why you keeping? We're making money.
Yeah, we're keeping. We are making money.
Nah, this is chatter.
No, honestly though, I have to graduate. I don't think. And that, you know, what's so funny. Like, I feel like the degree is not even for me. It's like
for my parents.
Yeah, exactly. Parents. I would give it to my dad. Y'all happy?
You know what's weird though?
Huh?
I also learned that there are some college courses where the class is dedicated to. We already talked about this. Mm. To becoming social media influencers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's
like classes, there's a class dedicated to becoming.
You can pass that if you get like 10,000 followers on TikTok, oh, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's offered here.
Putting you on here, university. And I was like, "Yo, I might be in the wrong field, bro." Like, imagine then we would have like A pluses like 3 times, bro.
Yeah. I mean, you pass the class, it improves your GPA if you're failing.
And you're learning
class.
Some strategies and stuff like how to. Wait, what major is that?
I can't give out all the info, bro.
Yeah.
Then I don't want anybody.
Talk offline.
I got you.
Yeah. UCLA offers a lot of good classes, bro.
UCLA does, man. I'm glad we're here, though, honestly. I don't know. It's like, I feel like because a lot of us here, like, at the school, and it's like, I don't know. Like, you really, like, we really see each other. It's like,
I don't even go
still hit sometimes.
It's still hit sometimes. I don't go here. Soon.
But you hear more than that.
Dagum can attest to this, right? What? So last year I was by myself.
Yeah.
So when you're by yourself, you don't have confidence. You're just like random person, right?
Yeah.
When I was like Ayub and Dagi and Henok and you guys, the confidence that I have is crazy.
Of course.
Like, I do not care. We just be talking loud. Like,
yeah.
We go to like this eating area.
Yeah.
And we just be acting crazy. Like, that's
so I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I need to start saving money. No, because the Chick-fil-A here, Robert.
Why
me,
you
bro.
Gotta ruin the mood, bro? You know how my bank But anyways, there's a name for that. It's like when like a group of men come together, like.
Okay, don't say it. We're not in a cult.
So you're not a man?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Are you? Never mind, let me stop.
No, but listen, I'm being serious, bro. Like, because every time, like, for me to get to my garage, to my parking lot, I have to go through the specific building that has Chick-fil-A and the other good restaurants. It's like, once you see it, you know what I mean? Like,
you gotta close your eyes and
yeah,
walk.
Yeah, bro. Like, yo, close. No, listen. We had a friend, right? And then someone was walking past us, right? And then, so me and him just like, we're looking at each other, right? Trying not acknowledge that person. And then, next thing you know, our friend Ayo just comes and you're like, guys, I had to manually close my eyes.
I'm like, bro, just blink.
He said this, and I was like, bro, what are you doing?
This man missed the update. Like,
I have to manually close my eyes. That had me weak, honestly. But this campus, just, you know.
You have to, like, flick the switch. So
but no, actually, in honor of our guests, we're all hobbits right here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all, you know, young men. Before we get into like some deeper topics as this conversation goes naturally, I guess a simple thing I would like to ask you: you have any funny stories growing up, bro?
You have any funny stories growing up?
Yeah. Something that you would like to share?
That's an amazing question. I have a lot of stories, I'm not going to lie. Okay, I'll give you guys one. Okay. So I'm Orthodox, and I'm also a deacon.
Yeah.
So
I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So I'm a deacon. So I went to Mikhail in DC in Northeast. So there's this one celebration in August called Fisata. It's its own. So we all spend the night there for 14 days. We shower there. We eat there. The same shiro for lunch, breakfast,
dinner.
Just
diakons or like?
Just diakons.
Okay.
And there might be some other people there, but it's like us as a collective.
Yeah.
So there was one lady that came one night, and she fell asleep. So we're on a stage.
Yeah.
She fell asleep on the chairs right next door. And we go outside to go to the bathroom, and her eyes are open. But she's like, just laying still.
Okay.
We go to the bathroom, we come back, she's not there. So we're like, okay, this is funny, this is nice. Maybe she went up, you know, tied with Mata, you know, we're like, okay, cool. We go back upstairs and we hear like running.
Oh, nah.
I guess you're super. Close the church.
It's 11:30 p.m. Uh-huh. So like, and we have to get up at 1 a.m. to go do what we got to do.
Yeah.
So we're about to get ready, we're putting our clothes on, you know, and then we see here, and she's doing like crunches on the chairs.
Okay.
Now we're like,
on the chairs?
On the chairs, like back and forth. Okay. We're like, okay, this might be, you know, a little tweak.
Yeah.
And then we go into church. Just a little bit at that point. We go inside, we come back, she's in the men's bathroom. go in the men's bathroom, she's in there. We turn the lights on because it's, you know, conserve energy. Yeah. Turn the lights on, she's in there. We run out. Yeah. We've never seen her ever again.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Wait, that's a funny story. You got some things to ask.
You haven't seen her since then?
We have never seen her since then.
That's a horror movie, my guy.
Did people recognize her in the community? Like, did they know her?
We mentioned it to people the next day and like, yeah, she used to steal Bibles from the church. She used to do all this phenomenon. But like after that day, we never seen her at in August ever again.
In August, but does she come like...
I mean, on a normal Sunday, I'm not scared of anything. Yeah. God is my savior.
Amen, amen, amen.
But on a Thursday night at 11:30 p.m. in that big church,
God... That's crazy.
When y'all heard the footsteps...
What was going through y'all?
What happened? Yeah. How many of you were there?
There's maybe like 15 of us. Oh, yeah. But like half of them are asleep. Yeah. So it's like my core group just standing up like talking, but I'm... And it's 11:30. You don't. Why are people running around? You know what I'm saying. Yeah. So we peek the. There's like blinds. Peek the blinds, and we see her doing crunches. And then we're like, okay, yeah, this is what so we got.
She
scared.
Was like fully like fully like,
you know, like the grind don't stop.
The form was great. I'm not gonna lie. The form was amazing.
Remember it like it was yesterday.
She had definitely had some a six pack underneath. You know, like all the grind don't stop.
Ooh, that is crazy.
That's crazy.
So you haven't seen her since then.
I've never seen her since then.
Well, when did this happen?
2018.
But would you like a few, like if you're in public
area, I would have recognized her, I'm not gonna lie, because it's been what, four years? So she's probably changed. She might not even be alive.
What about we do like those like sketches, you know, the detective sketches? We
put five years older lady and like she was dark skinned, but she had a ethanol, she had like the whole thing on.
She was doing crunches in that way. Hey, bro, we have no excuses.
The grind don't stop, you know.
But I guess a good point I want to bring up is he said diagons. There's a lot of good, you know. It's, I guess, like, not a stereotype, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, before we get serious, let me say something like that. Before we get serious, So I see a bunch of, like, I don't go on TikTok much anymore. Uh-huh. But when I was, there was, like, a bunch of, I don't know if it's a meme or something, with, like, diagon slander.
That's what I was
Yeah. Okay.
I was about to bring up, like, you know, we have a diagon with us, you know. From your point of view, what do you think is, like, there's, like, this thing out there, like, you know, deacons or, you know, in the church are good, but. Outside of church, they be wilding, stuff like that. Like,
you know, the crazy thing is, like, I'm not gonna lie, there are a couple bad eggs that were like wilding out, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like because people are so like, they're assuming that, oh, they're holy day. As soon as they come home from school, they're gonna get on their knees and do tzaddos before they do their homework. After homework, they're doing tzaddos again. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm still normal. Like, I'm gonna do, like, you know, everything that y'all are doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Like, Sundays might be the only difference, and maybe even, like, a couple other days. But, like, at the end of the day, I feel like you get a bad rep just because of the assumption behind the diablo name. Yeah.
I guess from two point of views, because. I guess from two point of views, I guess, oh, my goodness.
You guess what? That's what I thought.
From how I seen it, like, back when I used to, like, attend church.
Not forgive me for that one.
When I used to attend, like, you know, like, Harvester Church, like, I used to go to Mariam when I was in, like, Orthodox with my parents and stuff. The deacons, like, the parents, oh, my goodness. If you're a deacon, the parents used to love you. Like, oh, Mama used to be like, oh, why don't you become a deacon? Mm. I'm like, hold up now. Let me learn the Bible first. I don't even know the Bible. But I guess it's, like, I guess why people would think that way is, like, as a deacon, like, isn't there, like, a responsibility to it? You know, you're supposed to represent, the, you know, God, the Bible. So I guess some of these bad eggs, I think... Do you think they understand that truly? Like, do you think, like, these bad eggs understand the magnitude of what they're doing before they sign up to be a deacon?
So, my biggest thing is, I feel like people who get it really young, like deacons who get their deaconship, I got mine when I was 13, so this is my seventh year going in. So, I feel like people who get it really young, like me, and don't really understand, like, the responsibility, like you were saying. Yeah. When they grow older, like, you know, I would say this, if you gave me the same opportunity, like, to become a deacon, when I was 16, 17, I'm not sure it would have been 100% yes.
Yeah.
Because of how my life was going at that point. And when I was 13, what are you doing at 13? Yeah. You know, it's middle school. You know, you really don't got anything going on for you.
Go to church, sign me up.
So it's like, oh, okay, cool. And like, all my friends are doing it too. So it's like, not peer pressure, but it's like, yo, like, I'm not going to be my, like, alone. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like people who get it when they're young and then when they're older, they, you know, they're like, oh, I don't want to really do this anymore. Well, you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I don't blame them, but you don't do anything wrong without knowing it's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they know what they're doing is wrong, but I can't blame them. It's like, you know, like, they might not want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, the term I use, like, that, oh, they quit. Like, it's a job. Like, they quit. Yeah. Deacon, that's what I use.
Yeah. What? Can you explain what a deacon is to some people that might not know or who might not have the background?
A deacon is the representation of the apostles in the current age. Mm-hmm. So, like Peter, Paul, or I mean, Paul wasn't really like an apostle, but in that kind of age, that's our representation in the present day. Okay. So it's like to spread the gospel in the terminology that is for now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but do you guys like go out and evangelize, or like, what would you say is like the main thing that you say like as a deacon?
I feel like a lot of that, like everything changes. Like as you know, a lot of the Old Testament changed from the New Testament going into like the complete Bible, even into what it is now. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of it has changed, the terminology and everything. Yeah. Not that it doesn't apply, but it's like, you know, when Orthodox or even like everything came from Africa to here, like with our parents and with the generations coming forward, everything really changed.
Yeah.
So I feel like our job nowadays is mainly to be there on Sundays and to help out. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you don't have to be a deacon to evangelize. I feel like that's everyone's duty. You know, yes, God says, yes, you know, thanks. Go and tell all the nations about me. So it's like, that's not just a deacon's job, but you're right. Like it is one of our duties. So yeah, you're right.
I guess the question is like, what do you think is like the biggest issue going on right now? Like, I guess, Habesha culture, like youngins, people are aging younger, you know what I'm saying? When it comes to like, even just church, but like, this our whole culture, like, you know, sometimes, you know, there's some bad habits we have, or stuff like that.
Because
I know for me, when I went to, like, you know, a church, Habesha, Orthodox church, or just any church, you would be like, you see your parents and how they act, so you like.
Yeah. I feel like the biggest issue is not understanding how serious God is and like how it, like, people take religion a lot more like lax than it should be.
Yeah.
And God is forgiving, but he's not gonna forgive you over and over. I mean, he is, like the Bible says that, but like if you're gonna sin and you keep sinning, you can't just keep expecting him to forgive you doing the same thing over and over again. You know what I'm saying? You can't, you know, steal something or, you know, hurt someone, go to confession and then do it again. That's like being a hypocrite. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like the biggest issue is not taking God seriously and also like not taking the time to learn about God, learn the Bible, learn, you know, it's not just about going to Kadasi or going to service on Sundays. It's about actually knowing what you're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm sorry for the questions, but like, how is it like learning Giz? Because I know you guys use Giz.
That's a good question. The church,
so Giz.
How is that like growing up? Like, I don't know if you understand it fully now, but how is that like as a child? Like,
so, I mean, to this day, I don't really understand it. Like, it's not like the something like they were like, oh, they preach like, oh, like you got to learn it, because they use the same fidal. It's a lot like just more about like repetition. It's like with Dasi Maram, it's like a lot of just it's giz. And eventually when you get to like there's like 7 days, Monday through Sunday. So once you get to like Wednesday, Thursday, you're like spitting it out really fast. Okay. So
by the way, giz is like ancient Ethiopian language, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's before Amarin. Yeah.
Before Amarin.
Yeah. So I mean, some of it's like on like tensu le tsaros, like stand up for prayer or le tsaro tenesu. So it's like a lot of it is sometimes backwards, but also when you get more complex, you know, just like any other language, it gets really complex. It's really hard too. Yeah.
How long did it like take you to like get like a good kind of a good grasp on it?
2.5-3 years.
Sheesh.
Wow. So I started learning when I was 12. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it until I was 13. I didn't go inside the Beit HaMikdash until I was 14. So that's like 2 years right there where or a year and a half where I'm a deacon, I'm not even inside. Mm-hmm. And then I wouldn't say I was really proficient until I was 15, like a sophomore in high school, for real.
No, oh, okay. That's crazy, bro. I mean, like, but, okay, what would you, like, say to, like, anyone who's been watching who's, like, within that age, like, 13, 14, right, who wants to be a deacon or, like, wants to know more about the Word of God?
You know what I mean? From your experience now.
From your experience.
Because you're much older now. You've been through all that.
Yeah, I feel like, in my personal opinion, no one should be becoming a deacon until their age of 18. Because, I mean, technically by law, you shouldn't be getting your deaconship until you're married. Mm-hmm. So we kind of, because the church needed deacons, like the religion was not dying out, but like when people came from Ethiopia to America, there's not really that many deacons, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they started making them like really young, 10, 11, 12, just to help out. And now I don't think we have that problem anymore. Like we have 15, 20 deacons at my church, not even including myself and like my friends, like the little ones, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like no one should be getting it when they're 12, 13, 11. I know people who got it when they're 8, 7,
that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like
Spell deacon.
Oh, literally. Some of them like are still in second grade, and they're like, I took it, like they're saying all the prayers. Some of them were better than me when at that young age, and it's great because, like I said, they have nothing else to do, so yeah. like they can sit there and memorize it.
Yeah.
But once you get to like high school, is like really like the breaking point for a lot of people. Yeah. It's like, you know, drugs, influences, yeah, a lot of things of start happening in mm-hmm. high school that
yeah,
might not be ready for.
Write that down. He's spitting. He's spitting. Nah, that's true though, cause like I feel like within the church, I mean, like for me personally, I was kind of like far away from the church, you know, when I was here, and especially in high school, I had that like strong influence of my friends,
mm-hmm.
and growing up with, I guess, Pentecostal background, it's very different for me than you, right? Because like with you guys have, how do I say this correctly? like with me, I guess like while I was away from the church, right, I started to see that the friends around me were not, you know, the right crowd. But then at the same time, like growing up, I knew that I needed some fellowship, right? And my experience seeking that and finding that is very different, right? Because one, like you don't know which church to go to at that young age. Like for me at 16, 17, you don't know who to really speak to about religion, or like even if you do want to ask the right question, you don't really have the right person, or can't find the right people to ask that question to, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for someone that is struggling with that, what would you say is like a good way to reach out for help and understanding who God is or finding a fellowship that they need?
I feel like it's not as hard as you're making it seem, but it's easy to say from my perspective, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And from everyone else, it's like, oh, like why can't you do this? And I can. Mm-hmm. But it's like different people have different struggles, different demons. So I feel like, for example, like the question.
he's laughing outside. He's laughing.
Oh, we know the demons. We know them.
This man is a demon slayer. Being in the gym every day.
He's laughing.
He's the problem, right?
Yeah, you're trustless.
Nah, but I mean, it's like finding your group of people is not that hard. It's like you'll feel it. You'll know it when you find that group of people.
Yeah.
I would never say I was around the wrong crowd, but like I think I was telling you guys before we started shooting, like at Penn State, I wasn't there mentally.
Yeah.
And that's because I was not with the right people, not with the right crowd. The environment was not for me.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't think the environment for anybody, to be honest, unless you came up from that background.
Oh, no, for sure. Yeah. But I came back here and it was a lot easier to find my group of people, to find people who were same interests, same like devotion to God. It's not that hard. You just got to figure it out within yourself before you can find that in other people.
Yeah.
So like, that's what I'm like.
Getting the word and prayer. And,
for sure.
Yeah. Getting closer to God.
I know, Thomas, you said you know, Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, we're not, Penn State's pretty far from here. You know, we're in UCLA, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Let's talk to some of the, you know, people who are, you know, going to school outside of their hometown or something. How was it, like, really? Like,
Okay, to be completely blunt, the freedom is something coming out of an Abish household
that
like I regret leaving Penn State for.
Yeah.
Like I should have stayed for that one reason.
Hey, listen up, guys. All the people who like my sister.
Don't leave.
She might be going through it.
There's so many parents who are so happy right now here.
Yeah.
it's really good. Like I feel like the experience is something that like I won't regret.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like it that much, but like that's my personal experience. A lot of my friends loved it. Like me and my roommate were like contemplating the first week, like, yeah, like I want to leave. We were both saying that. And then at the end of the semester when I was like, yeah, I'm still leaving, he's like, I kinda like it. Like you know, so
kinda get used to it.
You gotta get used to it, yeah, for real.
Was it I know one thing people be going through when they're like far away from home is the food. Like how was it like not having your mom's
always thinking about food.
Priorities.
Man, should not leave my bed alone. come on.
I'm not gonna lie, I did miss my tips, my kutful, my eye, my everything.
I'd be sweeter.
But I mean, the dining hall is probably top five worst foods, like to this day.
I thought he was gonna say top five best food.
Worst
food? Then he said worst.
Because I wasn't on main campus. I was on a side campus, which is like 30 minutes from the main one. So I've had both,
mm-hmm.
both main and side. Main campus is like probably top five, like what you thought I was gonna say. campus, it's like, imagine like a buffet, right? The first day it's like, okay, it's not bad.
You get sick of it.
And then 15 days later it's the same food. Yeah, you get sick of it. It's so bad. It's crazy.
So wait, with the main campus, was it like more variety or something?
Variety, like high end, like it didn't look like a like a school cafeteria, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was definitely a lot more like variety, more things you could choose from, stuff like that too.
And I guess being on campus, did anything interesting happen? Like, you know, yeah. stuff that you remember, like, influences, especially when yeah. you're in Timbuktu, something gets wild over there, gets wild.
You know, I'll say this here.
A lesson.
Think about it first. Think about it.
So, oh, it's a lesson, right?
Yeah.
So, lesson one, guys. When you move in the first day, don't go out partying. Don't go to any
Listen to
functions.
Him, people. Listen to him.
Because first day, you know, I'm Miss Keen. My parents were still in town. I didn't want to do anything with them still here. But my friend went to a party. Mm-hmm. My roommate, not my friend. My roommate went to a party. 1:30 a.m., bang, bang, bang on the door. He comes in, and I'm still half asleep, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I look up. Two people, like, put him on. I was like, okay, he's drunk, you know? Yeah, yeah. He gets on the bed. And then around 3:30, like, I smell something. I'm like... Like I was almost, and it's no AC, by the way. So
that's crazy. That's crazy.
How much does that school cost?
That's a lesson, bro.
Hey, he couldn't stay, but get his money back.
No, literally, no AC. There was heat though, for whatever reason, but no AC.
Summer.
We opened the windows. I have like the box fans. Like, mm-hmm. if it wasn't on my body all night, I was gonna wet the bed, but like sweat. So I'm sleeping, I smell something, and then it gets, when it's humid, it gets really like stinky in the room. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, like Mindano, like what's wrong yeah. with him? And then I hear like a bang on the ground. Yeah. My roommate's really skinny, but I thought it was my Xbox controller.
Nah, that's crazy. I never heard that comparison ever in my
if
life.
If someone ever compares me to Xbox controller, that's not my friend no more.
Hey, I'm on. We're going to the gym tomorrow.
Stop lying. Wait, who's that? He still won't go to the gym.
I won't.
That's wild,
God
bro.
God made me this way.
I gotta get back in the lab.
Okay, so wait, what happened?
Yeah.
So I hear something fall, and I, like I said, I thought it was my Xbox controller. So I look down, like, I'm not really like in a hurry to get it. I'm yeah. like, it's 3:30. Like, I don't really care. I was constantly leaving it alone.
Yeah.
But the shit, like the smell, I was like, I have Febreze. I was like, okay, I'm about to start spraying this. I look like to the side, like I sleep on my side, so I sleep, go on the other side to like get off my bed. I look down, he's on the ground twitching, like tweaking out. And then I'm like, okay, like Justice, hey, what's going on, man? I'm like, I can't get arrested first day. Like, I was like, no, please.
Please. Penn State jail ain't gonna be good, bro.
Get up, buddy.
So I'm like, please, like.
The X on the
eye. Chill.
All right, chill.
But he wouldn't wake up. He was unresponsive. And then the smell was he threw up on his bed. And he had a lot of shoes. He had nice shoes. And he threw up on some of his shoes. I was sitting there like, wow, like, I followed the trail. I was like, oh, it's from him. Like, I was like, okay, crazy. And then he's big. He's like 6'3", so I couldn't really move him.
Yeah.
So in my head, I was like, do I call the RA? Do I just go back to sleep? Like,
call the RA, bro.
I was like, I don't want to, like, get him in trouble. I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I was like, you know what? Just call the RA.
Yeah.
She walks down from the hallways, one hallway. She comes down. She's like, what's going on? I didn't say a word. I just opened my door. Like, now I'm blown. Now I'm mad. It went from like, oh, like you yeah, know what I'm saying? So thing. She's like, oh, my God. It's a black girl. She's like, oh, my God. What happened? I was like, wow. Look at what I'm wearing. Look what he's wearing.
I just work here. Like,
man, this is Wendy.
Literally. And then, by law, they're physically not allowed to come in my room. Yeah. So they called the cops. The cops came, took him on a stretcher. He went to the hospital for like a day and a half, 2 days.
This is the first and day?
First day. My parents were still in town.
Bro, that's a crazy introduction. Yeah.
So they took him on a stretcher. Took him to the ambulance. Took him to the hospital. The one hospital in Penn State. And now...
One hospital?
There's only one hospital.
Nah, that's crazy.
How many people go to that school?
3,000. To the side campus. The main campus has like 35, like that's you said.
They got sides.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. They have 19 side campuses.
Wait, why don't you just go
19 side campuses.
Yeah, no. This is, yeah.
But I look at her. I was like, who's going to clean this up? Mind you, yeah, he's throwing up on his bed, on the ground, on my carpet, on his carpet. Like, everything is covered. Oh, and they're like, they gave me gloves in a trash bag.
I'll be sick.
I was like, oh, is this like, you want me to hold it for like, you know, like, when he comes? Yeah, yeah, big kid, that's you. Yeah. I was like, nah, like, no one's coming. I was like, what you mean? They're like, clean it up. I'm like, what? Clean service. So they're like, they felt bad for me. So they opened the door and watched me. I was like, bro, this is you. Like, go, like, yeah, leave me alone. Like, they watched me clean it up. I took his sheets.
You couldn't even switch rooms or something?
But I'm not going to lie. No. I would take a shoes, bro. Or two. Like, chill. I got
to get back. Nah, they threw it away, man. Like,
wait, well, how did he go? Yeah. Was he okay, though?
He came back the next afternoon, like, the next day when we woke up. Because it was the same day, to be honest. And then he was like, damn, my bad, bro. And he gave me, like, $20, Manamin. He was like, for saving me. He was like, thank you for saving me.
I was like, that's for $200 for the cleaning service, bro. Whoa.
Which one of those shoes you don't like?
I mean, he paid for the carpet. Like, he cleaned it, Manamin, dry cleaning and everything. And then he was sick for, like, the rest of the second day of school. My parents came pick me up. They're like, how was your night? I was like, that's good. Uneventful.
Out the way. He said his grease started twitching.
I don't like lying, so I don't want to tell him, like, you know, we're waiting, legit. Yeah. I didn't want all that, so I was like, yeah, let me just,
you know, they'll take you back. Yeah,
did you ever tell them?
No. To this day, I mean, if they watch this,
you're sending me to their life.
College experience is just,
that's actually crazy. Because, I be thinking, like, bro, I wish I had, like, an experience, like, living on campus.
Yeah.
There's good stories, you know, clubs and stuff and everything, but then there's some crazy stories, like you said, like, that's crazy, bro.
Yeah, like, insane. Imagine, like, I don't know, just like, it's always like, especially right after like high school, that senior, you just want like that freedom away from your parents, doing whatever you want, no curfew and stuff. But like, it comes to, like, without that limit, you know what I mean? Like, at 18, a lot of people think they're grown, but it's like,
okay, you were 18 when this happened, right?
Oh, yeah, I was 18.
Dang,
yeah,
bro, 18, right. I was just saying this. And
you're like, doing online school right now, right?
I'm doing online right now.
Is that gonna, are you gonna continue with that until you graduate, or like, you plan on going back?
So I have options. I could come to UCLA with you guys.
Bruins.
Bruins.
I go to UCLA with you guys. I could try and transfer anywhere else. Go back is an option too. But just keeping my options open for whatever like fits me the most.
This sound like, you know, the football players when they're asked, you know, if they're gonna get traded. So I'm just keeping options
open. Right now I'm just talking to my agent. I might go back to UMC, University of Montgomery.
That's for life.
How long you been there?
No, I'm about to extend my contract. But nah, like how you said, you know, besides school, like, what do you got going for you right now? What you got planning coming up?
I'd be doing content. I'd be doing podcasts. Be doing e-dates. Mm-hmm. Take type of timing that you guys be on for real.
Oh crap! I actually saw your clip recently.
Oh really? On TikTok?
Amon?
Oh, hey, shout out Nicest Ethiopian. Shout out Nicest Ethiopian.
Yeah, nah, that's what's up.
Shout out to my guy.
Yeah, what do you have, like, do you have anything in mind that, you know, you want to discuss and stuff regarding to like this, the work you do? Or
You know, I saw you guys, your public interview at ESFNA. I don't know why I didn't get to see you guys. Actually, that's the first like thing on my TikTok that I saw you guys off of.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to get into that, onto the public interviews, because if you guys look on TikTok and YouTube, they're going crazy. Like, you know, the Nelk boys and everything, they're going really good with that. And that's an option. I really want to do, like, films, too, like, short, like, films. I'd be doing skits, like, everything. But God, like.
Yeah. Even with the public interviews, like, I'd be noticing, like, everybody's doing it. Yeah. But, like, some people are, like, I feel like, just be creative with it, you know, like, don't ask the same question everybody else asks.
Yes, it was funny.
I gotta defend myself. Not defend myself. I gotta actually apologize because apologize. I feel like, right now, no, for real, because no, I really need to. I think
let it go. You're good.
A lot of times, no, it's because you know. Let me speak, my brothers. I don't want to stutter like last time.
Yeah,
it was harder than I thought.
Of course,
going up to people and actually coming up with unique questions is a lot harder than it looks, and it's so easy for me to watch, but like, you're just asking the same question, you know. Even like, we had an encounter with like a big YouTuber like recently last week, right? And they asked us a question, we thought we were gonna make the cut, we didn't make the cut, you know. So for them to have good content, our friend did.
Oh, no, but no. Huh? What are you?
Noah and Ryan.
Yeah,
but no, like,
remember their names
for when like UCLA for sure. When they do it, I realized it's not their first take that they take. Yeah, they do multiple, right? Yeah. And I didn't have that in mind. And I gotta be honest, bro, I can't watch that video myself either. I know, but like, the you boy, know.
Youngest be forgetting their names. Like, Nah, the worst part is though. After you ask like the question you think of, then you're like, now what?
You just kind of stand there after they give their answer.
What's your favorite artist?
And like, it's not even like I'm. You're social. You're very social. Somewhat, so yeah, and I mean, I am too, but it still I think it requires like time. You know,
repetition.
Repetition. Mm. Yeah. Even with the podcast, the same thing.
Yeah. The people who do it like TikTok and YouTube, they've been doing it like years, or like they take a lot of cuts. Bro. So like by the, like the 20th time, like if you don't know the question, it's kind of weird. So they probably definitely have it down by then.
Yeah, even just sure. Reflecting, like last what we've been here, what at most 6 months.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Probably less than like 5 months.
Yeah.
And the last 5 months have been a lot of stuff, you know, ups and downs. Like mm-hmm.
a lot of ups and downs.
There's been times. Downs. Yeah. There's been times you walk up to someone
down the water.
You'd be like, what am I gonna say to this person? Yeah. Who was that?
What?
Wait, was it a question of?
Say it.
I will tell you what happened. I don't know if it's about because I mean. We really invested like a lot in this, right? Mm-hmm. And there was a time they called us to do like an event, mm-hmm. right? And we were so excited. We got the wireless mics, everything, right?
Yeah.
We had everything except the question to ask.
The girl was waiting for us. We were in a huddle, like, what do we ask this girl?
And then that was actually the first time I realized this is a lot harder than it looks. I used to make fun of people that do this. And I'm like, bro, you just asking questions. I'm like. Like, it's better than like being a doctor. And I'm not saying it's not harder than possible. But
why don't you
say no? I'm saying like being a doctor is harder.
And all the careers, like, he saves your life.
Yeah, he better save you.
Because like, when YouTubers say I have the hardest job, people are like, shut up. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like, it's still it's not something anybody can do.
Oh, yeah,
it takes a lot of time. But
there's also another point. Some people don't need to be doing this.
Yeah, some people don't need a platform.
Now, the scariest thing is go ahead.
Okay, not to throw, you know, like, dirt at this person, but, like, who's that girl from TikTok that goes, like, period, period, bro.
This whole week, this man, every time we walk to campus, he's like, period, period.
Yeah,
I'll get like, out of my head.
What is that? Like, huh?
I don't know what she was talking this week.
Huh?
Now she
has a song.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, she was, like, on this podcast and stuff. She wants to work, like, big artists. And I'm like, so easy to get that platform.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think everyone needs it. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Really I think the internet, what it did a lot of good, but it also gave everyone a platform.
Yeah.
Nobody, like, not a lot of people deserve a platform.
Can we be mad at that, though? Because I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I might just have to call it quits and go for that internet.
No, don't like belly dancing, bro.
You got like a year.
But
bro.
The potential that it has, like, because if you're smart with it, I know some people that blew up for 1-2 years, saved their money, right? Now they can potentially retire. Now it's not going to work out for everybody.
Retire is crazy.
No, like, actually, what's surprising?
Yeah.
It can be, but retiring is crazy. Like,
yeah, and people like, you know, the guy, Cabi. Italian guy.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I know
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
Like he was able to get his citizenship mostly through because of his fame, and that got him a lot of the best lawyers in the country's attention. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have come from the trenches to, you know, to make it.
Yeah, we staying in the trenches. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And you know, if I didn't have God with me, you know, it would have been a different story. That's all I'm gonna say.
But what's your point of view, Thomas? Like, how do you think you would like to navigate, I guess, the social media world, like,
as a creator?
I feel like. To navigate it or like
how do you maneuver like
to move through it, I feel like you gotta find your niche, like whether it's like, you know, when you start playing football, you don't just start playing every position you know what I'm saying, you're good at quarterback, you're good at receiver, same thing with like anything in life for real, but YouTube, like if there's one thing you're good at, stick to it. If it's like, you know, podcast, do your podcast. And I feel like it starts to get complicated when people start to do like, you start to do vlogs, start to do podcasts, you start to do like everything skits, everything. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I just named everything that I do.
I was like, contradicting. I'm like contradicting.
No. I don't blame
that boy said films.
I was like, hold on.
That's until one of them catch. Like you have to know your like niche
at
right?
A certain so, point. Yeah,
yeah. Throwing off shots.
I mean, that's a niche, but it's like at the same point, it's like my issue is, bro. I be trying to do everything. I start something. I start this. I never finish one thing. Yeah. I be starting
consistency
everything.
Consistency is key. Yeah. So, like, have you felt like you've been, like, you know, self-reflection on your own self? Like, how well have you think you've done for yourself?
I feel like what I'm doing right now is me trying to find one thing that I'm good at. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm like, not to like toot my own horn, but I feel like I do everything to a certain level of like a standard that I'm okay with. Yeah. Like if I wasn't okay with whatever I'm doing, like I wouldn't upload, I wouldn't like be okay with it. But like there's been a lot of like, for example, like e-dates that didn't make it out like the Zoom or like the folder, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or just like even podcasts that haven't been uploaded. Mm-hmm. So I feel like.
We know about those.
I feel them.
But even with those, like you never know. Cause it's like, I'm not gonna lie to you, some videos we put up, obviously, you know, people might like it. But some videos we thought we had no hope for, we put them up and that's good.
Yeah,
so, right. So like,
faith. Lost my faith.
You never know what could happen or something. Yeah. Especially people who are, some of y'all who are out here doing, you know, music or whatever. Like, put it out, see what it does. You know, it's all about consistency. Everything.
For sure.
A hard worker always gets rewarded, regardless.
Because you don't want to like dash anyone's hope. Yeah. Like people saying, "Oh, like you know, it's bad if some people get the fame or the clout." Yeah. And then it's like, "Oh, like I don't want to start it. I don't want to get the hate. I don't want because there's always gonna be hate."
Definitely.
For like don't look at TikTok comments after like 2 hours of, you know what I'm saying? Just
us. We know. I'm like, damn, what I do?
They're not messing with
hate
us.
And hearts.
They're not messing with us. No, but I know what you mean. Honestly, I mean, kind of. As a content creator, I guess you can say.
What about the, what's the goal? Like, is this because, the end goal? Like, because for us, like, I mean, I'll say for myself, right? For right now, this is a hobby.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not relying on this. I'm not relying on this, but.
Well, I rely on this a lot.
There are some days where I'm so tempted. I'm like, you know, like.
I begin to aspire. I don't know, like.
Yeah. But like for you, where do you see this going? Like, what are you planning? To go where you plan to take this?
That's a great question. I feel like there's days like you upload something and it does really well. You're like, I'm gonna drop everything.
Yeah.
No more school.
You know, I could see my
my paying tuition. I could pay for like all these cameras. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
You know
bro.
What I'm saying? There's been days where I'm like, let me invest in myself. Mm-hmm. But there's also days and it's like, let me go half-half or let me go 75-25 mm-hmm. or whatever it is. Right now, like just like you guys, it's a hobby. It's never going to be anything more than a hobby until it can prove that I can make substantial income off of it or take my life somewhere, like lead my career somewhere with it.
Yeah.
So until it does that, it's staying as a hobby.
But you like this hobby, right? Like you love it. You like doing it.
Oh, for sure. I love it.
Yeah, I think that's why the best part is like if you don't love like what you do or what you want to do, it makes it extremely difficult.
You can tell.
Yeah.
This conversation, like... To be honest, I forgot we're recording. Like, I'm just talking to man. I'm just rapping.
This is what I love.
And that's what I'm saying. Like people, like you could tell. Like most guys, you know, we all have some deep conversation. Like we should make a podcast. But then y'all be getting on camera, and then you be like,
damn,
forgetting your name. But like consistency. And now, like, look, you can so many things can happen after, like outside of it. Yeah. But I guess for you, one more question I would say is like, not one more, but just a question. It's like. What would you say is like one of your biggest regrets regarding like this? It doesn't have to be even with like social media, but just like
just in life in general.
Yeah, something you messed up on, something like wasted opportunity.
You know, I like to live by, my friends will kill me if they ever see this, but my biggest thing is not that I'm always right, but I'm always right until you can prove me wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, it's a bad thing to like, you know, go by, but I feel like even with regrets, it's like, why would I have any regrets if my present state is okay? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like there are regrets. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, there's a lot of things that can be like list out. Like, oh, I wish I did this instead of that. But if it, in the end goal, is still worked out, I feel like then I don't really have regrets. You know what I'm saying?
Not a downfall or anything.
Yeah.
But if, what if, let's say, your present state is okay? I mean, God, thank God. But like, what could have been? Or like, what could have happened? Or if you would have just put in a little more time here? Or if you were, because I know sometimes with me, not sometimes, a lot of times, I'd be cutting corners.
Yeah.
And I'd be thinking, like, if I actually just did everything, like, you know, the hard way.
Study. Study. Oh, that's all about me.
Who are you trying to impress, bro?
That's all about me. My fault. That's all about me. That's what I mean. I'm not studying. My fault.
But, like, you ever think about, like, who you could be or, like, things you could have been?
I mean, kind of going back off the study thing, in high school, my freshman GPA was a 2.7.
Yeah.
So.
Boy, that's not bad.
That's not bad?
Okay, maybe in high school that could be.
In my head, I was like.
Yeah.
Not bro, in college, in high school. That.
Bro, I know people were like 1.2, bro. Right. Anywho, different crowd, you know.
No, for sure. Yeah.
I could be the one for the
senioritis is for real.
Yeah, senioritis is crazy.
No, for sure. But if I did better, it was too late, like. Freshman year, you start with the 2.7.
Yep.
Sophomore, junior, like it wasn't really going to get any better from there. And I remember junior, like, Xavier could have been, like, thank God for quarantine and COVID, like, the disease and everything. Yeah. But, like... I failed physics. Uh-huh. First, second, third quarter. Mm-hmm. Quarantine, A.
Oh, wait, hold up.
No, we're not going to talk about how I got the A.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when you're at home, it's a different battle. I was in my bed like this. If she called my name, I promise you, I don't know what I would have done, bro.
Nah, quarantine was a different era, but
my camera was broken. It was broken all Vaseline.
The camera's been broken all year. Yeah, it's still broken.
Vaseline's that's a good thank you.
Hey, that's not what I meant, bro. That's not what I meant.
UCLA's watching.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
The Bruins, we're sorry.
We got people with hard work and dedication.
I see no passion.
No. Football club. Mm-hmm. Nothing is set.
Okay. I just finished the quote, sir.
Love up.
Would you have anything you want to say?
Yeah.
Anything I want to say?
Yeah. Contributions. Like, just in general, to our audience. Any advices? Any
to your audience, too?
Thoughts? Yeah, to your audience, too.
Yeah, no, for sure. I guess my biggest, like, not the biggest, but, like, the one thing I'm going to say is, like, don't give up on, like, anything that you're doing. Mm. And
I need that.
Sorry, on your quizzes.
Bombed an exam.
That last question, you see it. 60 points still.
Man, sat here like he didn't bomb that again.
Hey, technically, if you didn't do well on that question, you're starting with a 40. Like, think
that's not bad.
That's not bad. It's crazy.
I won't say
bro.
The other part, but
it's not how you start.
I'm about to go home and be like, damn. It's going to hit you like when I got 8 p.m. It's going to just smack you like, damn.
No, but yeah, no, like, don't give up on whatever you're doing. You know, be tactical with your choices. Be tactical with, like, everything in life. You know, take a second, analyze what you're doing. Mm. And, you know, if it's a smart thing to cut something off, cut it off. If it's a smart thing to keep it going, keep it going. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, do what makes you happy, what's good for you. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about anyone else.
Yeah. That doesn't mean drop out, guys.
Responsible. Yeah. But I guess last thing is, like, what do you have coming up for yourself?
Yeah.
And next, we're close to 2023, so what's up with you?
I'm trying to finish out the year strong. Mm-hmm. You know, I have goals for myself by Christmas, trying to hit 1,000. I know you guys are there or almost there. So I'm trying to hit 1,000, get monetized, get kind of, I think once you get monetized on YouTube, everything kind of starts streamrolling a little easier.
You said that.
It's a little faster.
For sure.
You'll start getting on the pages more often and stuff and that, but kind of getting myself to be more consistent. You know, like I just took a week off, like not even just like because I wanted to, but like just because of circumstances.
Yeah.
So just kind of be more consistent, keep myself consistent and just get the work done.
Yeah,
sure. What's up, man? Yeah, we're rooting for you, bro. Get that bursa.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Bursa.
First thing I said to him when he got here.
Yeah. 19 years old, bro. You got a good future ahead of yourself.
For sure.
Appreciate hey, you.
Hey, man. It's a great conversation.
This has been, I got to be honest, okay?
This is chill.
This got to be one of my favorite episodes.
Yeah.
For real. I was laughing
at control. Let's see how it turns out.
All right, bro. Like, I really appreciate y'all for tuning in, you know? Any last words, any last shout outs, any plugs, anything?
No.
Thank you all for watching, for real.
Yeah, bro.
Go check out Tom.
Wavy Tom.
Wavy Tom, man.
Here, local UCLA.
recruit. Not there yet.
He on the short list.
Check the campus, you know? UCLA got lots of offer. But anyways, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Off the dome and we're out.
Choose Bruins, bro.
Yes, sir.